Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frogloom. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Merry Christmas. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The video that the video PSA. Lots of blowback coming from that. And the first one to get out there, the first people to distance themselves from Sleeper 13 Productions is the charter school where they filmed the PSA. This was North Oakland Community Charter School. Director Carolyn Gramsdorf said the school rented space to San Francisco filmmaker Regina Sensick, but had no idea the content would become so divisive on both sides of the gun control debate. She said she asked Sensick and Sleeper 13 Productions to remove the school name and credits at the end of the 2.5-minute video, but has run into a wall of silence from both. Because nobody, Sleeper 13 Productions, if you look at them, if you go, there's no web presence except for a Facebook page, and it's supposedly like this collaboration of three or four production houses. On their Facebook page, they're not very well known. They have like 104 likes or something like that. And now my Facebook page is not brimming with likes, but I've got more than 104. And they have gone dark since they released their little PSA. Sensick has taken to Twitter. She seems to be enjoying the attention, saying that she's entertained by the tweets she's receiving and that she's getting some hate from gun owners. The film, if you want to call this a film, called Stop Gun Violence PSA, is getting negative comments from all sides of the debate on gun control because it shows her kid bringing a gun to school in his backpack. Gramsdorf of the charter school said, "We do not advocate for children to bring guns, real or fake, to school." I tried to stifle that cough. I apologize. Video has been posted to YouTube, Vimeo, and Sleeper 13 Productions Facebook page. 365,000 views. They're making some money on it. Gramsdorf issued a statement on the video saying the school did not review, approve, or endorse the video. No students, staff, or board members were involved in the video. We were not aware of the contents of the video, nor were we aware that our name would be used. She would not say or could not say how much money the school was paid to use it as a filming location. The charter school is not connected in any way to the Oakland Unified School District. Even though they're not, officials there received critical emails from people who mistakenly thought the school district was involved, according to Troy Flint. "We understand the sentiment of working with children and trying to explain the dangers of gun violence and how prevention can enhance their safety, but this video was not the optimal way to approach these situations," so said Mr. Flint. Oh, well. That's what happens. That's what happens when you get out there. That public statement is particularly endangering for the child involved. If one child, and, you know, let's face it, There are a lot of susceptible minds out there, both young and adult, that see something or hear something, and then they act on it sometimes. I don't know anybody like that, but I read about them all the time. And that part of it is the worrisome part. That's the worrisome part. What if some kid sees this video and believes that this is the right thing to do? And I want you to, now, in my time, when I was a child, in the 60s and in the 70s, had this come out, none of the people of my age at that time would have ever have acted upon it, because you know what? We took our cues on how to behave from our parents. And nowadays, and I don't mean this to be insulting to anybody, but we have, you know, this whole YouTube, Twitter, Facebook phenomena. For a lot of people, this appeals to their narcissistic stripe. They begin to believe that they have fans and followers and, you know, all this other stuff. And if they see something on there and they think it's trendy, then they do it. Some things not bad. Some things actually are a benefit, like the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. I mean, that went very viral, went all over the place. This is not a good idea for this to go viral. A child, especially in today's climate, if a child carries a gun to a school, a real gun, if a child, or anything, I mean, a Pop-Tart, but a real gun, if a child carries a real gun, that child might get shot. That child is definitely going to get suspended or expelled and might go to jail. And we've seen how this worked. After Joe Biden got out there and was saying, just fire a warning shot from the balcony, a couple of people went out there and tried that. A couple of people fired through the door. And they ended up on the wrong side of the law. Taking this bad advice is not going to be, it's never a good thing. See, my advice, if you're not sure that you need to shoot, you don't shoot. It's pretty simple. If you have any doubts as to the imminence of a threat or the viability of a threat, you don't shoot the threat. We're going to talk about the shortcomings of warning shots, but you never shoot. You never shoot if you're not sure of things. And we got lots of idiotic advice coming from a bunch of people that don't know anything about what they're talking about, which is fine. It's fine for them to say it because they have the First Amendment right to be stupid. But it's interesting that especially a school, they have looked at this sort of the same way I have, which is this is bad. This is really, really bad. And somewhere hidden in the sea of whatever San Francisco is, this Regina Rensick, Sensick, whatever her last name is, she's giggling right now. She is giggling right now. There's people talking about this morning. It has made the rounds. It has gotten around everywhere, and I'm still angry about it, but at the same time, at least now I have this inkling that everybody that's looking at this, no matter what side they come down on, they're looking at this saying, this is really bad. Which is good that from time to time that we can agree on something, especially during the Christmas season. Goodwill towards men. PSA. I'm going to make a PSA. Maybe I should make a PSA regarding this PSA. I don't know if I could get my 23-year-old son to let me put him in some of the arm bars and everything when he's trying to. Maybe I need to do that. Have my son going into my sock drawer where I don't keep a gun. Grab him and put him into a bare naked choke. Or is it just a naked choke? Bare naked ladies, naked choke. Gotcha. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Somewhere there's feet. All right, welcome back. It's already coming in. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Christmas Eve. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming out of, which rag was this coming out of Britain? The Daily Mail. This is the one that Piers Morgan hails from, by the way. Last Thursday they were talking about a report. On a report See, in 2011 in Phoenix, there was a gang-style shooting where they found another Fast and Furious gun. And the Daily Mail perpetuates the meme that has been put forth by the DOJ and the ATF as to the purpose of Fast and Furious, but we'll get to that in a minute. You see, this is one of the guns, according to the ATF, that was sent under the guise of wanting to track guns. That was, and that is, the ubiquitous administration-serving media narrative. And it falls apart once you find out how the operation was run, once you figure out how the operation was put into motion. How do you track guns when you make no attempt to follow them? When you don't put an RFID in it, when you don't put a transmitter in it, when you don't put a GPS in it, how do you track a gun? How do you track a gun when you have on-site surveillance of guns being picked up and said agents say, are we cleared to surveil and follow? And they say, no, go have a cup of coffee. How do you do that? This narrative they use when they're describing Fast and Furious also allows them to say that this was a botched gun sting. Now, that was never true either. It was never going to be a sting. Fast and Furious was designed to create mayhem, to create crime, to pad statistics. And, you know, with the exception of David Kodrya and Mike Vanderbilt, who broke it, it may never have seen the light of day. And while it has been breaking, it took legitimate, quote-unquote, authorized, quote-unquote, news media a very long time after it was discovered to actually get out there and start talking about it. This is murder. This is your administration, your executive branch, the DOJ and the executive branch, President Obama, getting out there and allowing guns to go to criminals, drug cartels, the Sinaloas, with the pure purpose of killing. That's why they sent them. That's why they put it together. They wanted gun control. The ATF wanted to put a stipulation for all of the border gun shops, which would later spread to the rest of the United States like a virus, where at a gun shop, if somebody walks in and buys more than two or three long guns, that has to be reported to the ATF beyond the background check. The background check, there's nothing in there in the background check when they're actually calling it in. Most of the 4473 is not going in there. They're calling your name in and whatever else they have to check you, and they simply say yes or no, you can buy the gun. Now, the authorized journalist at the Daily Mail, what's his Yahoo's name? David Martosko. He tells readers at the Daily Mail, he's the U.S. political editor, that the operation was to track guns. Here in December 2014. When we already know they were not going to track guns. He writes, Fast and Furious was an ill-fated Obama administration program that tried in vain to track firearms across the Mexican border to drug kingpins. When he types in vain, that implies this exhaustive effort, which in actuality, they watched the guns go over the border. They let them go over the border without even trying. They ordered agents to allow the guns to walk while intentionally keeping the Mexican government in the dark, itself a violation of both U.S. and Mexican laws. This coming from an administration that resurrected the U.N. Arms Trade Treaty. This is exactly the kind of thing that the ATT purports to keep from happening. He writes that Operation Fast and Furious involved straw buyers who sent 2,000 guns to Mexico, including those weapons with the help of the ATF, which hoped to track the firearms to drug cartels but failed. If you know you have a drug cartel, and they're selling drugs, and they're bringing drugs into the United States. Why do you have to have more charges against them in order to do anything with them? And why are the Sinaloas allowed to operate in Chicago, Illinois? Why are they the good drug cartel? How you devise a program that completely omits the part where weapons are followed from gun stores to cartel leaders and then expect any other result is left unexplored by the Daily Mail Online. Thank you, Piers Morgan. Kurt Hoffman, one of the gun rights examiners, said, "We are being asked to believe that the ATF's grand strategy for bringing down the drug cartels resembled South Park's Underpants Gnomes business plan. With the ATF adaptation going something like this. Phase one, encourage gun dealers, sometimes pay them as confidential informants to sell guns to known traffickers. Phase two, Phase three, humbly accept plaudits as Mexican drug cartel comes crashing down." No one out there to date that is advancing the failed, botched Gunstein apology has attempted to explain what phase two should have been, or provide documentation, or even a plausible hypothesis of how the government, which according to all evidence kept their own attaché and Mexican law enforcement in the dark, intended to track any guns once they crossed the border. What you basically have here is now the Daily Mail in the UK is now become an Obama apologist, apologizing or trying to give credence to the fact that this was a law enforcement operation. This was never a law enforcement operation. It was never anything near it. And the real reporters, with the exception of Cheryl Atkinson, completely glossed over this. Obama, Holder, a bunch of ATF people, a bunch of people under Holder, and people that knew in Obama's staff. All these people should right now be in front of a judge in cuffs, in a jumpsuit with flip-flops on. They get away with murder. Eric Holder gets to retire. It'll be interesting to see what this new Congress does with this. I hope it isn't done yet. I need to get a hold of Trey Gowdy. He could tell me. He was looking into that. Now he's got Benghazi on the mind, but we'll have to see. I just find it interesting that other news outlets are only just now trying to be apologists. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota?
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Christmas Eve. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. As I was listening to that, I was thinking I should have done some Christmas music. But then I thought, my traffic people at GCN would have been overworked. This is not the time of season to overwork. Not the time. A lot of people from the other side would look at my show and say that I'm a fearmonger because I do a show advocating things and methods and means about self-defense from time to time. And they would accuse me of being a fearmonger. But let's look at that. If I was doing a tech show, I'd be describing to you various ways to keep from getting viruses and how to put up firewalls that you can work through and how to use malicious software removal tools. If I was doing a show about cars, I would be telling you how to make sure your spare tire doesn't go down and what kind of stuff to keep from time to time. And that's because when you're out there riding around or when you're out there surfing around or anything that you do, there's going to be instances where you might have an issue. Now, when I'm out there talking about you walking around and I'm an advocate for self-defense, I'm just telling you ways to defend yourself, and I'm telling you ways to keep from having to get in a gunfight if I can. I don't purposely ever try to mislead you. However, amongst the anti-right extremists, well, all you're going to get from them are lies and distortions. Let's take one of their festive little nuggets they throw out there. 3,000 children die from gun violence every year. And gun deaths exceed traffic deaths in this or that state. Let's look at the first one. 3,000 children are killed by guns every year. This is like a half a brick. It's a half a truth, and it's like a half a brick. And it goes further than that. The 3,000 children nugget is a fine example of a lie that contains a half truth. The total number of children, people 19 or under, who died from gunfire has hovered around 2,700 annually for the last several years. And there is no doubt that that is too high. But the number includes murders and suicides among teens. In their propaganda pieces and campaigns, the Bradys and their media friends use the 3,000 children number to focus attention on accidental gun deaths of children in home. But if you take a really close look at the numbers, well, it's not quite as bad as the Bradys make out. According to the CDC, which is always the default, let's throw it to the CDC. They know what's going on. There were 110 unintentional firearm-related deaths among children and youth age 0 to 19 in 2012. That is high. That's a high number. Yes, it is. For me, that's a high number to think of that many children. But it is a far cry from 3,000. It also is important to consider what these statistics include, which that's hunting accidents, teens who should have known better, adults who accidentally shoot children. The Brady Bunch implies that 3,000 small children's lives could be saved if parents would just ask other parents about guns amongst their little playmates. And that implication is intentional, and it is it's untrue. It's a lie. I would never, ever trivialize the death of any child. Children are very special to me. But the Brady's Ask Project, like so much that is done by this anti-rights crowd, is not really about saving lives, but it is actually about creating fear and stigma around guns by creating hoplophobes. By raw numbers, drowning in almost 10 times the hazard that firearms present, both numbers are dwarfed by the real danger to children, which are motor vehicle accidents. If they were really interested in saving children, they would be campaigning for, one, pool fences and child safety seats, and they'd be calling for parents to ask about storage of medications and household cleaning products. That would greatly prevent deaths in children. What about intentional shootings between children and youths? The majority of children, 0 to 15, and youths, 15 to 19, who die by gunfire, are victims of homicide. Homicide accounts for about two-thirds of the total in both age groups together. Among children, the killers are almost always adults and predominantly a parent, step-parent, or boyfriend, or someone else close to the family. Among youths, the killer is often another youth, another criminal associated in the drug trade, or a competing gang member. This 15 to 19 age group has a statistically significant incidence of being victims of justified homicide, in which they were shot by police or armed citizens during the commission of a crime. Right, Trayvon? Right, Mike? The numbers do not reflect an epidemic or a growing problem, but rather what is really a sad challenge for you and me. And because we have to, you know, we have to battle this sad statistic on a regular basis. Accidents and crime involving firearms have been steadily declining for decades, while guns and gun ownership have been rising dramatically. We have proven that it is not law and restrictions that save lives, but rather education. Now, the whole gun deaths exceed traffic deaths. That factoid is also based on a verifiable fact, but is presented in a way that misrepresents the truth. Comparing accidental deaths involving automobiles to mostly intentional deaths involving firearms is not a reasonable comparison. But even if you disregard the apples to oranges part of it, the results are presented by the gun control lobby. They're very seriously distorted. They present the numbers as though gun deaths were on the rise and surpassing automobile deaths. And that is not the case. It's never been the case. This is once again another intentional implication of something that is false. Traffic fatalities have fallen dramatically in recent years, But in some age groups, the declines have been truly amazing. And that's because we have better car construction, and we have increased seatbelt use. And older, less safe cars are not as on the road as much, along with higher gasoline prices. That has had an impact. Not having it right now. I don't know what gas is around where you are, where you live, but yesterday I bought gas for $1.81 a gallon. And if I hadn't had the 10-cent discount, it would have been $1.91 a gallon. So maybe we're going to see an increase in car fatalities. I don't know. What they choose not to mention is that firearm accidents have been in steep decline, as have firearm-related homicides. And accidental deaths and firearm-related homicides have both gone down at faster rates than auto fatalities that are being heavily influenced by the things I just mentioned. Our suicide rate, unfortunately, has held steady for decades. It's gone down a little bit sometimes, and it's gone up a little bit. According to the World Health Organization, we come in 30th, well behind Japan, Russia, and France, which all have stringent firearm restrictions. So it should be no surprise that in a country with over, you know, nearly 400 million guns, guns are the most common tool for people wishing to end their own lives. But in gun-restricted countries such as Japan, they still end their own life. They don't have the gun available. I mean, they've got, it's almost like they have national parks. There's a park at the base of Mount Fuji where a lot of people go to die. They call it the suicide forest. And they either go out there and take too many sleeping pills or they hang themselves. Just as dead. Just as sad. I saw something about this. They had a row of abandoned cars just in various states of just being sitting there, being dirty, been there a while. They don't have facts, so they have to make up lies. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fuse with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on Christmas Eve. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Right now in Australia, we've heard from all the gun anti-gun people. Want to be like America Core? Who wants to? Well, that's not how they would say it. Who wants to be like they are over there? So, I don't know. But they have a nice ISIS presence out there, a nice Islamic presence. And there are a lot of people saying things like, ISIS is the best advertisement for a Second Amendment. Never before have I felt so naked. Now more than ever, I wish I was armed. Now, here in the United States, we enjoy one very nice luxury. Any and all homegrown Islamic terrorism would be met by a well-armed civilian group. And depending on where they're operating, you know, if they go into New Jersey, probably not. If they do it in Texas, they do it in South Carolina, they do it in Arizona, most likely they will. In the United Kingdom, they've had two public beheadings of members of their society in the last 2 years, and neither the police nor civilians were able to prevent it. It happened in the open, and it happened while everybody watched. Some people recorded it with their phones, and they have prohibited gun laws. Now, in ISIS, in Australia, they narrowly short-circuited an ISIS plot to abduct members of the Australian public off the street and behead them. They probably would have had a Quasar camcorder hooked up, recording it all for posterity. And Australian sentiment on guns is dramatically shifting. They're looking to us and not to the UK. They're finally understanding the importance of gun ownership, and they crave it at a time when the world is increasingly unsafe. Jay Coffrin, 30, a businessman, said, "I'll tell you this point blank. I'd feel safer in a country where I was legally allowed to carry around a firearm." According to him, media coverage is fueling the change in heart. This ISIS stuff has seen quite a few people changing their opinions. One of my mates told me today he's coming around on the gun issue. He's 68 years old, been against guns his whole life. Now he's turning around because of these savages. Within Islam, their supremacism is their mainstream interpretation of it, deeply rooted in Islamic scripture, endorsed by many of Islam's most influential scholars. And Australians are beginning to understand the nature of this threat. And as all good analytical people would be, they're studying their own weakness in its wake. And so they look to us and not the UK for guidance. With this sort of threat, the normal calculus for a civilized society with small armed or unarmed police forces, and that's all the citizens have to rely on, it's not good math. Then there's Kyle, 33, that believes that Australian gun control is only making Islamic terrorists in Australia safer and their objectives easier to achieve. He says our lack of self-defense makes us a prime target. It is no surprise to me that homegrown terrorism is most rampant in nations with strict gun control. He says these guys want to snatch random people in Australia off the street, drape them in the ISIS flag, behead them on camera with an Arabic emblazoned sword. If I had a gun, I'll tell you what I'd do with these swords. As bad as the gun grabbers are here, we are not them. They would like to be us. They would like to be us. A lot of people in these situations would like to be like we are. I'm not going to get out there and say, well, this Congress or that Congress ensured this. You guys ensured this. You guys are the ones that give Congress their talking points. So you're the ones getting on the phones with them. But all that being said, they would really rather be, Australia right now would really rather be like America and have nearly 400 million guns in the hands of civilians. Now, one of the things that Australians have found out that we got to watch on the news is that it is no longer even safe to get a cup of coffee. Here in the U.S., going to a movie theater can be very dangerous. The only thing that came out of good out of the interview cyber hacking thing was nobody went to those movie theaters to see that movie. With very little money, ISIS has managed to instill fear in countries around the world, and they're using internet posts, and they've encouraged lone wolf terrorists. Who do you think this cat was that executed these two cops in New York? What about the guy at the food plant that beheaded one person, was getting ready to behead the other when he's shot by the owner? Where do you think all of this motivation comes from? Why do you think they're not getting out there and saying this is obviously lone wolf terrorism brought about by ISIS communiques? Because we would panic, that's why. In May, four people were shot dead in an attack at the Jewish Museum in Brussels. In September, there were beheadings in Oklahoma and London. In October, there was a car attack in Quebec, a shooting in Ottawa, a hatchet assault in New York City, and a knife attack that left five dead at an Israeli synagogue. And that's just a sample. In Canada, they have rushed to revamp their security agencies in the wake of the attack on Parliament. Now, lone attackers, their method is a little bit unhinged because they are doomed. They are going to run up against another gun. They're going to be stopped. But that's only based upon the layers of security that fail on their way. Eventually, they will run into a barrier. These are all happening in a lot of places where guns are not readily available. And they don't need guns. The hatchet attack in New York. The attacks in Brussels, Ottawa, and Sydney illustrate the limitations of preventive measures. In each case, the perpetrators had criminal histories that prevented them from legally buying a gun, and still they managed to obtain firearms. The Brussels killer, Mehdi Nenmosh, even obtained an illegal fully automatic weapon. Now, the Obama administration has increased security. And when you publicly announce that strategy, that just causes them to shift targets. Now, for a mass killer, they can wait for officers to leave the scene or kill them first. They can pick them off whenever they want to. No matter how much money various countries spend, terrorists can wait patiently until they find an opening for an attack. Attackers are going to seek out places that are sitting ducks, where you have just, they're just mulling around. No awareness whatsoever of their surroundings, probably on their mobile phone. Elliot Rogers explained why he picked his target. In his 141-page manifesto, he expresses concern that someone with a gun would intervene before he could kill enough people. He shifted his target because of a San Bernardino police presence. Justin Baroque, or Bork, who killed three people in Moncton, Canada, poked fun at gun-free zones on his Facebook page. He even drew a cartoon that, in the caption, the man says, "But wait, there's a gun ban in this city. You can't do this. We passed the law." The gunman there is shown thinking to himself, "Great, another one of these Fruit Loops." James Holmes, he picked the only theater that posted signs banning permitted concealed handguns. All of us that walk around with a permit in our pocket, we are the acknowledged savers of lives. Our presence saves lives. Oklahoma, where they had the beheading. Concealed handgun permit holder Mark Vaughn stepped in before a second victim could be beheaded. I'm just waiting to see what happens in D.C., Los Angeles, New York, all of New Jersey, Baltimore, all these other places. I'm waiting to see them do the math on that. I don't want to see them do the math, but they're going to. Let's flip into the next hour, shall we? On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.